Varžal pa drugi ješćak, pripa sam drugi jeba čepotita nam, ali ne ide ovo vajšnje, ne ide ovo, ne mogu nam, aha. Šri Sita Ram, Šri Lakshman, Šri Hanuman, Šri Kim, Jaya. We have a half an hour to do the whole Ramayana, which, as you know, takes a long time. It's a wonderful way to spend your life, just reading that one book. We have in the Bhagavatam, we have a short version, three verses, Ramayana in three verses. This is from Canto 2, Chapter 7. This is text 23, 24, and 25. Now first I'll read the Sanskrit and then the English and then talk about it a little bit. These are very beautiful verses, actually. Asmat prasada sumukha kalaya kalesha ikshvaku vamsha avatirya gurur nideshe tishan vanam sadaitanuja avivesha yasmin virujya dasakandara artim archa. Due to his causeless mercy upon all living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku as the Lord of his internal potency, Sita. Under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasarath, he entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife and younger brother. Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. Next text, 24. Yasma adat udadir udha bhayanga depo margam sapadyaripuram harevat didaksho dure surin motitarosha shushona dristya tatap yamana makaro raganakra chaptaha. The Personality of Godhead, Ramchandra, being aggrieved for his distant, intimate friend, Sita, glanced over the city of the enemy Ravana with red hot eyes, like those of Hara, who wanted to burn the kingdom of heaven. The great ocean, trembling in fear, gave him his way, because its family members, the aquatics like the sharks, snakes, and crocodiles, were being burnt by the heat of the angry, red-hot eyes of the Lord. Text 25. Vakshastala sparsharukna mahindravaha dantar vidambitam kakupyusha udhahasam sadhyo subhi sahadineshati darahartur Vispur jitar danusha ut charato dishaini. When Ravana was engaged in the battle, the trunk of the elephant, which carried the king of heaven Indra, broke into pieces, having collided with the chest of Ravana, and the scattered broken parts illuminated all directions. Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess and began to loiter in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself the conqueror of all directions. But his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air of life, suddenly ceased with the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, the Personality of Godhead. There it is in three verses, a summary story. I want to read Prabhupada's purport. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his brothers, namely Bharata, Lakshman, Shatrughna, are his plenary expansions. All four brothers are Vishnu Tattva and were never ordinary human beings. There are many unscrupulous. You come back when you're older. There are many unscrupulous and ignorant commentators on Ramayana who present the younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra as ordinary living entities. But here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the most authentic scripture on the science of Godhead, it is clearly stated that his brothers were his plenary expansions. Originally, Lord Ramchandra is the incarnation of Vasudeva. Lakshman is the incarnation of Shankarshan. Bharata is the incarnation of Prajumna, and Shatrughna is the incarnation of Aniruddha, expansions of the personality of Godhead. So these four are called technically Chaturvyuha. That it's stated that from Krishna, Balaram expands, and then from Balaram, Maha Shankarshan, and then from Maha Shankarshan, these four, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Prajumna, and Yuga. Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Prajumna. This is called Chaturvyuha. So each for Ramchandra's Vasudeva, Lakshman, Shankarshan, Bharat, Prajumna, and Shatrughna of Aniruddha. Lakshmiji Sita is the internal potency of the Lord and is neither an ordinary woman nor the external potency incarnation of Durga. Durga is the material energy, Lord of the internal energy, but Sita is Lakshmi Devi, the Lord's internal or spiritual potency. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:7, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the discharge of factual religion. Lord Ramchandra also appeared under the same circumstances, accompanied by his brothers, who are expansions of the Lord's internal potency, and by Lakshmiji Sita Devi. Lord Ramchandra was ordered by his father, Maharaj Dasarath, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances. And the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order, even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. One of his younger brothers, Lakshmana, desired to go with him, and so also his eternal wife, Sitaji, desired to go with him. The Lord agreed to both of them, and altogether they entered the Dandakaranya forest to live there for 14 years. During their stay in the forest, there was some quarrel between Ramchandra and Ravana, and the latter kidnapped the Lord's wife, Sita. The quarrel ended in the vanquishing of the greatly powerful Ravana, along with all his kingdom and family. Now Prabhupada gives a short purport of the meaning of the whole Ramayana. Sita is Lakshmiji, or goddess of fortune, but she is never to be enjoyed by any living being. She is meant for being worshipped by the living beings, along with her husband, Sri Ramchandra. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth. But on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Ram, and thus incurs great miseries. The materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord is the policy of Ravana. Ravana was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom Lanka into pure gold or full material wealth. But because he did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramchandra and defied him by stealing his wife, Sita, Ravana was killed and all his opulence and power were destroyed. So that's the purport. So this is a very important thing to learn from the Ramayana. When we say Sita is Lakshmi, that means she is actually, all wealth is Lakshmi. This means that all wealth that appears in this world is Lakshmi. This means that all wealth actually belongs to the Lord. Just like Sita belongs to Ramchandra. She is to be enjoyed. All the things of this world, because they belong to Krishna, are to be enjoyed by Krishna. And so it is the duty of devotees to actually not to try to take Lakshmi away from the Lord and enjoy her ourselves, like Ravana did, but rather all the opulence that we see, we should offer it to Krishna or use it in the Lord's service, Lord Ramachandra's service. Just then we will be prosperous. But that doesn't mean that we should not think that we can compete with God or need to be compete with God. Actually, the more we give everything to Krishna, the more Krishna actually takes care of us. And we also get the blessings of Sita. Because we know that Lakshmi Devi is known as Chanchala. She is very unsteady and does not stay anywhere very long. People are praying, if you just come, just a little bit, and stay in my house just for 5 days, then I'll clean up on the stock market and everything will be all right. Because, you know, in the West, she's known as Lady Luck. And sometimes in the casinos, the guys are rolling their dice and praying to Lady Luck. She's the goddess of fortune if she comes. But actually, although she's very restless, the place she always stays is on the chest of the Lord. So if Krishna's there, Lord Ramchandra's there, Lord Narayan is there, actually Lakshmi is also there. Automatically. But if we try to get her by ourselves, then we would not do very well. So Ravana's policy, the materialist policy, is to enjoy the energy of the Lord separate from the Lord. They think that by doing this, they will also become like God. I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, look at how rich I am. So we see this everywhere around us today. We have a big advancement of material civilization by people exploiting the resources of the earth for material enjoyment separately from God. But this is the civilization of Ravana. It will not end well. For a while it looks, you know, Ravana looks very good. looked like he was here going to run everything. Had all the wealth and so many soldiers, and his night rovers of the night were going around his Rakshasa armies and killing everybody. And then he was so bold, you know, he did his thing, let me also take Sita and enjoy her myself. So he was killed. So we should think, actually, as devotees, we should be like Hanumanji. What was Hanuman's job? To take Sita away. Away from Ravana. And again, give her back to Ramchandra. Put her to the side of Ramchandra. That's what we should do. So when we see somebody who's very wealthy and very prosperous, we can say to that person, please, you have so much wealth, please give this wealth, give something to the Lord. If you try to enjoy this independently of the Lord, you will die. And they will. This is the fact. So our job is that if everything is used, if people learn how to use everything in Krishna service, then in this way, and that is called, to use things in Krishna service is actually called yajna or sacrifice. And when we do things in this spirit, then actually the material world will be so well adjusted, people will be able to live very happily, just like we will see that we see that the citizens of Ayodhya lived very nicely. They said that even though it was Treta Yuga, it was just like Satya Yuga in Ayodhya, because everyone was so because this is what they call Ram Raj. So everybody wants to have Ram Raj. And they used to say in India, you know the saying, Ram Raj is Swaraj. That if we just simply get independence and self-rule, then there will be Ram Raj. As it turned out, it is not. So the real formula from Ram Raj, we have to get here from this story of Ramchandra. We want Ram Raj. We have to acknowledge the supremacy of the Lord. It is not just enough to say, yes, God is great. We also have to use everything in God's service. People want this. They want this idea that of seeing everything in God and God in everything. This kind of vision. In America, there are surveys taken, and most Americans, they do not like religion very much. They're not happy with religion. But if you ask them, are you a spiritual person? And almost everybody says yes. They don't like religion, but they like spirituality. Somehow they want to be spiritual in their lives. And one thing is that somehow or other, when they go to their churches or temples or mosques, they don't feel anything very spiritual. That may be one thing. But spiritual means that really it means you have real experience of the presence of the divine. That we know we are with God and God is with us. Not just some preacher telling you this, but you actually feel this. So they want to see God everywhere, and they want to see God in everything. And God is everywhere, and God is in everything. But there's one thing we must do. We have to engage everything in God's service. Because everything is connected to God. If we want to appreciate that connection, we have to use it in God's service. If I want to be connected with God, I have to act like God's servant. Then I will see the connection. If I do not act like God's servant, but act try to be God's competitor, then that connection will disappear. So we see the devotee Hanuman, he was also going to Sita. Looked like he was trying to get Sita too, but not to be the enjoyer, but to give her to Ramchandra. So he was always in relationship with Ramchandra because he was always a servant. But Ravana, his fate was very bad. Even though he was so powerful, even though he was so wealthy, even though he thought nobody could destroy him. It's even mentioned in the Bhagavatam later on that when they had their battle, that Ravana and his soldiers had very powerful advanced weapons. And Ramchandra's soldiers were monkeys. And they basically had trees and stones and things like that. But still they won. Because there's two kinds of power. Ravana's power was called Purushakar. That is to say, it was man-made. But Ramchandra's power and the power of his soldiers was Daiva. It came from the Lord, and so ultimately they were able to prevail. So sometimes you may look low-tech. You may look like you don't have very many resources, but if one has the power of the Lord, the power that comes from Daiva, then you can prevail. So the Lord comes into this world to give that kind of power. When the world becomes too materialistic and is dominated by people who have forgotten the person of the purpose of life, and who are exploiting the resources of nature for their own satisfaction, regardless of the orders of God, that's what the Lord comes to correct. Just as Ramchandra came that time, and he vanquished Ravana, and restored the Dharma. This is always the mission of the Lord, as he says in Bhagavad Gita. So also that remains the mission. As far as we are concerned, we are under now the protection and in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our weapon is even, it's also Daiva. Our weapon is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It says that at this point, when Lord Ramchandra appeared, it was straight to Yuga. And most people were very pious. They were just, you know, some Rakshasas. But most people were pious. But today, almost everyone is Rakshasas. First time I saw this rock group come up called Metallica, I thought, whoa, there they are. The Rakshasas. So we are in that condition. So if the Lord's mission in Kali Yuga were to kill all the demons, if the weapons would be like the weapons of Lord Ramchandra, or even the weapons of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna is also a Kshatriya, there would be nobody left to save. They would all be killed. So the weapon is subtler. The weapon is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which goes into the heart and does a little cardiac surgery and destroys all the demonic desires that are in the heart for those people who are exposed to this Hare Krishna mantra. And it works. Even if we go out on the street and chant Hare Krishna, people are walking by, it's going into their ears, something is happening. And then if they actually chant, then it's more powerful. And they chant with some feeling, it's more powerful. This is our weapon. But the mission is the same. And again, the whole world is looks like, according to Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report, is headed towards disaster. They've already decided there's global warming and so on. Because people get so greedy, and then there's so many evil consequences of these things. So we will have to do something to counteract all these destructive tendencies. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, just as so many long time ago Lord Ramchandra came. They're both same, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same mission, different circumstances. So we should remember today this lesson of Ramayana, and that we should use everything that we can in Krishna's service and in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the resources that we have, we give something to Krishna, and let it be used in Krishna's service. And then we will be united with Krishna. We'll be like Hanuman. We may not be elevated in Kali Yuga, we may also be like forest creatures in these days. But still, we will get the mercy of the Lord and come out victorious. Thank you very much. Sri Sitaram, Sri Lakshman, Sri Hanuman, Sri Ramachandra Mahotsava Ki. Now I think we have Arti, right?